open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And here's where it got really, really interesting, Rhett. And only a God that we serve, an almighty God, an all-knowing God, can do this thing that I'm about to share with you and your audience now. They get there, and my wife's there talking with the grandmother, first time meeting her, and she's looking at the family tree that Tony's grandmother has, and my wife notices that there's some names on that family tree that she is familiar with. And my wife begins to inquire, well, who is this? And her grandmother said, well, that's so-and-so. And they are from Columbia, Mississippi. And my wife just like loses it. She says, that's my cousin. That's my, you know, relative. And come to find out, Rhett, the young lady that we were raising as a daughter, the young lady that we had been told was a ward of the state by the state of Washington, was a young lady that was already part of our family.
Is that amazing?
She was related to my wife. All that time we didn't know. We did not know. And it explains, because now by this time, we had grown a heart, you know, we had matured in the Lord, and we knew what we were doing for Tony. And we were thinking about the other two siblings, her older sister and a younger brother. And we were like, why not just bring them on along now? Because by this time, I'm all in. You know, Lord, just send all the kids our way. We'll raise them. We'll be mom and dad to them. Just send them our way. And for whatever reason, we could not get the older daughter or the younger brother to come and join our family. For whatever reason, it didn't fit. And then the Lord showed me the reason why. Because everyone that was added to our family were already biologically family. The other two had different dads who were not related to us. And it was God's will, it was the Lord's doing, to bring Tony and reconnect her to her family, someone that she had never known. And I fought so hard coming out of Korea in 94 not to go back, because I had already been to Washington State. I had been there. I didn't want to go back there. I wanted to go somewhere closer to home, MacDill or Patrick Air Force Base, which is right up the road from here. And they had Army assignments that I could have been assigned to those places there. But the Lord said, no, you're going back to Fort Lewis, Washington. And part of me going back was so that we would pick up Tony and bring her in as part of our family. So that's the amazing thing about our family structure. Tony, that particular testimony is so marvelous, because we did not even know that this young lady was actually a true member biologically of our family unit. We just was, you know, she's a ward of the state. And here's the other thing. When we took a family picture, no one knew the difference. No one could say, well, that's not yours. No, everyone. Well, you know, and it was funny because, oh, you know, Byron, he kind of favors you. Corey, he kind of favors your wife. Tony, she favors your wife. And we would sit back and laugh because we know that only two were biologically ours together. The rest of them were grafted in. And isn't that what God does for us as folks who were outside of the Hebrew family, that he grafted us into the Lord? We were grafted in. And so I got a firsthand experience of what that would look like, of having family members who were not biologically from me and my wife, but yet were grafted in.
We're adopted too. You're saying we're adopted. And anyone who comes to know Jesus actually becomes a Hebrew We're adopted right. to the tree. We're just the right. branches that are grafted in to the tree. And the tree, of course, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you read the book of Isaiah, you see all the how it all comes together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Well, it's been quite a ride for you. I mean, the Lord...
say the least, huh?
Yeah. If somebody's listening to this broadcast and they didn't hear the whole thing, you got to go back, go to the go to Rhett Palmer podcast and listen yeah. to it in its entirety. But now, you know, the whole things I want to discuss with you today too, because you I remember I got to interview Dr. Billy Graham years ago. Thank God, the humblest man I ever met, kindest, sweetest man. But they used to say in his the big organ. What do they call those things? They have these. They have an arena rented, and people would come forward. Well, anyway,
right?
They said the people that got saved at those events with Billy Graham that 80% were 25 years of age or younger. Mm. Now right. you now work with youth.
Yes.
And how did you? This is amazing because I've known you. I don't know how many years I've known you now, but. I don't know if it's 5 or 10 or how long, but
I think it's closer to 10.
Yeah,
I think we came to know each other probably around 2013-14 somewhere when I started going to the men's Bible group over at John's Island. That's where we met.
And you work with youth. Tell, this is amazing what you do. Now, you started with another organization, and right. then you ended up leaving that organization. You learned some skills over there, and then you started your own organization, or?
Yes, yes. I worked for, I guess, about 5 years, 5.5 years. I worked for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, started the base line of that particular ministry here in Indian River County. A lot of great things, getting that particular ministry, giving it a face, giving it an identity here in Indian River County. And just recently, some events took place kind of led me to go and do and start my own ministry, Indian River County Sports Ministry Incorporated is the name of the ministry now that I head. And it's all about, working with coaches and athletes. And here's the thing, it's so much as we're talking, so many things are coming back to me now. It was spoken over our lives many, many years ago, back in 93, as a matter of fact, that my wife and I, our strong suit or our strong points in ministry will be surrounded with, around youth, raising youth. And back then we didn't know what that was going to look like, because we were having a challenge trying to raise the ones that lived in our household. And so to even think about raising youth that are, not a part of our household and youth outside in the communities was not even something that we even fathomed. But as in the process of time, God began to open doors and show us ways that we were going to be able to impact the lives of the young people in this community. And so through athletics, through sports, is one major way that he uses me to impact their lives. Having been born and raised here in Indian River County myself, particularly, as a black youth that has been raised here, I understand a lot what our black youth are going through. A lot of their aspirations and goals are surrounded by sports. If we're going to make it has to be, through basketball or football or baseball or some type of sport that we can become or turn pro in it. And that's a goal. I had that same goal. But God didn't bless me with the physical size to be able to go pro. You know, I'm not a Kenny Holmes. I'm not a Dale Dawkins. I'm not, you know, I don't have that physical physique size that would accommodate me playing at the collegiate level or even in the NFL. Regardless of how talented I was at playing the sport. But what I tell our youth, Rhett, particularly our athletes, like myself, tell our youth, I found out that I did go pro. That's a dream. That's a goal, an aspiration. You know, one day I want to go pro. I want to play pro professional football or basketball and my angle to it is that, yes, we will all go pro. It just may not be in the sport that you love. You may find something else along the way of life that you love, and you'll go pro in that arena. You know, I went pro as a servant of the kingdom of God. That's my professionalism. That's why I turned pro. This is where I'm able to give back to the community and have an impact on the lives of people in this community, not through football, not through, you know, athletics or you know, in all these different arenas. My arena of professionalism, turning pro, just happens to be in ministry. And I accept that. Some folks will go make it play in the NFL. Some will go play in the NBA. Some will go play in Major League Baseball and soccer and all these different areas. And I'm okay. I'm okay with being a professional, man of God, a believer in Christ.
I think it's a great way you look at this. And sometimes I think of that. You know, I was in Nashville before I came here. Right. And I won first place vocalist, Nashville's Music City Song Festival, had somebody putting up $500,000 for a contract, and I walked away from the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I got to interview a lot of the stars now. Garth Brooks, the humblest guy, one of the humblest people I've met, just a sweetheart of a guy. And he's very capable. He went from eating macaroni and cheese down the street from me in Goodlettsville to the fame he has now. He's probably worth $1 billion now. Last time we spoke, he was worth $900 million.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A.E. Stahls Real Estate and Associates is a hometown family company. Josh and Mandy Stahls, along with their two sons, have deep roots in this community. As a boutique brokerage, they are located steps away from Vero's beachside communities. They have a strong team of realtors, the tools, and experience to guide clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling market is what they do. You can reach them at stallsrealestate.com, Facebook, or 772-800-8305.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. Thank you.
I don't wanna ever hurt anybody. I just wanna get along and love everyone. I gave it everything I had. Now I give it all right back. It's kind of funny. I love you, Dan. Mommy always said it made her happy. Watching us grow up to find Jesus Christ, He gave me every breath I had. There are some that say that's mad. I've left my senses. Oh, I don't care. He's my beacon, my shining light, guiding me from the lighthouse. A shining beacon. I don't want to make false illusions. I don't want to say that this is wrong and that is right. You are my worry and my friend. What should it matter how it ends? Or how it all started. You have your life. How it all started. Show me where all the love and feelings go after we've had enough to eat and drink from them. I don't have money enough to spend.
Faith in my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, His promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in His hands, your whole world's in His hands. In the darkness, in the trials, He's faithful and He is true. The whole world's in His hands. You don't last time yet. Oh, 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 everything will will be alright. Oh, oh, oh. Father, you say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you're on my side. Open my eyes and see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you'd never fail, and tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. Y todo va a estar bien. Everything, oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Todo va a estar bien. Oh, 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 oh. Sing on, no. Everything will be alright. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Yo,
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Que aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. Y todo va a estar bien. Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Oh, oh, yeah. Todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Oh, oh, oh.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
With a scar on your soul, taking too much too lightly. And it is no wonder that you're feeling so cold, shivering so politely. Cast away, cast away. You can't find your way. Cast away, cast away. It will be okay. You stand looking with a hurt in your eyes.
sky above you. And you'll feel much better if you go on and cry. You found somebody who will love you. Cast away, cast away.
Yeah. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
As a lion, came as a lamb, serving humbly with human hands, lifted my burdens so I could stand. Hallelujah. Lived like a shepherd, loved like a friend, cared like a father with holy hands. I'm in your palms and you won't let go. Hallelujah. He is Jesus. He is worthy of the glory. The author of my story. Oh Jesus, He's deserving of all praises. Here's our love and adoration. I'll never leave the feet of Jesus. As a lion, came as a lamb, serving humbly with human hands, lifting my burden so I could stand. Hallelujah. Live like a shepherd. Like a father, holy hand, I'm in your arms, and you won't let go. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, He is Jesus. Come to make
the Lord with a mighty shout. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. There's a mighty rhythm deep inside of me. It's about to shake me up and set me free. If you're feeling old and you want to feel brand new, lift up your hands and raise your voices too. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Sing to the Lord and praise Him now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing to Yeshua, hallelujah, to Yeshua. Let it work through you. There's such a healing when you worship Him. Kick your devil out and let Yeshua in. Let the Holy Spirit show you what to do. It's a revelation that the Lord's in you. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Come on, sing to the Lord. Praise Him now. Hallelujah. 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 Sing to Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Yeah. Sing a little higher. Sing to Messiah. Sing a little louder. And it will make you strong. But don't believe the lies that all you need is you. Greater is the King that wants to be in you. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Come on, sing to the Lord and praise Him now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing a little louder.
Sing to the Lord with a mighty shout.
Turn up the power.
Sing to the Lord.
Ooh.
Sing out loud.
Sing to the Lord with a mighty shout.
What else could wash away my sin? As I am now, freely justified. Heaven to earth in covenant, salvation spilling from the Savior's side. I am covered by the blood, washed completely in the blood of Jesus. Just one drop and it was done. It will always be enough. It's finished. No other fount I know could flow down and make me whole. There's power in the blood, the wonder-working blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Let the crimson stain be a sign that every evil must now pass over. The enemy can't cross that line. A criminal's cross, my victory forever. Plead the blood over my home. Plead the blood over my family. Plead the blood over my mind. Plead the blood over my body. Plead the blood over my home. Plead the blood over my family. Plead the blood over my mind. Plead the blood over my body. Plead the blood over my home. Plead the blood over my family. Plead the blood over my mind. Plead the blood over my body. Plead the blood over my home. Plead the blood over my family.
Behind the events, moments, and changes that are transforming America and the world and affecting our lives is a mystery. Could this mystery go back to ancient times, to the incense offerings of ancient Rome, the processions of ancient Babylon, the tablets of ancient Assyria, and ceremonies of ancient Sumer? In his most explosive book ever, Jonathan Cahn unveils the shocking secrets that are changing your world. The Return of the Gods by New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn is so astonishing and revealing that no description here can possibly do it justice.
Jonathan Cahn will be joining with other believers on the Treasure Coast of Florida for the National Day of Prayer for a one-evening special event. This is May the 4th, Thursday, this week, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida. For more information, you can call 772-324-9313 to obtain tickets and additional information. And good afternoon. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 3:48. Getting ready to move right in just a few minutes to the Mindy Molina Show. It's going to be a great show this afternoon. You're going to want to keep your dial tuned right here to 89.9. Do want to remind you the National Day of Prayer is coming tomorrow. Tomorrow, the National Day of Prayer across our nation. Many, many, many people are going to be crying out to God. Some will be fasting, but many will be praying and want to encourage you to be a part of that great prayer meeting tomorrow. Keep in mind that right here in the Treasure Coast, we have an awesome blessing. Jonathan Cahn, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, is going to be with us at the Mid-Florida Event Center tomorrow evening. The event starts at 6 o'clock. We still have a few tickets and a number to call for you to get more information in regards to that event, 772-324-9313, 772-324-9313. You also can call WCNO at 772-221-1100, that's 772-221-1100. Jonathan Cahn, of course, is a Messianic rabbi, and I consider him to be a ram's horn in the hand of God being blown by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I know that God has raised him up in this day to be a part of the great awakening, the great revival that God is bringing upon our nation. You know, in the most recent book, The Return of the Gods, Jonathan Cahn makes this comment that the gods that are of old, you read about them in the Word of God, Israel had issues with worship and idolatry,
And now they are wrecking havoc in modern America. And they inhabit our institutions, walk in the halls of our governments, cast votes in our legislatures, guide our corporations, gaze out from our skyscrapers, perform on our stages, and teach in our universities. They saturate our media, direct our news cycles, inspire our entertainment, and give voices to our songs. They incite new movements and ideologies and convert others to their ends. They instruct our children and initiate them in their ways. They incite the multitudes. They drive otherwise rational people into irrationality and some into frenzies, just as they had done in ancient times. They demand our worship, our veneration, our submission, and our sacrifice. However, there is hope. According to Rabbi Kahn, and we all know this is true, their kingdom is false. Their authority is illegitimate. Their kingdom will end. And Kahn assures the readers, evil will give way to good, falsehood to truth, and the darkness to the breaking of dawn. The gods will fade into the brightness of his coming, the coming of him who is the only light and who alone is God. Again, Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, is going to be the guest speaker at the Treasure Coast National Day of Prayer on the Treasure Coast of Florida, May the 4th. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we do still have a few tickets left. Almost full, but you can still get tickets for your prayer group, your church group, maybe your Bible study. The number that you can call, 712-324-9313. And, of course, you also can call WCNO for more information, 772-221-1100. Again, keep your dial set right here, 89.9 WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We are your good news station. And, of course, we have the Mindy Molina Show that is getting ready to start in just a few minutes, and it is going to be another dynamite afternoon. And if you have not tuned in yet to that show, you need to get acquainted, because there's a lot of great information and God-honoring wisdom that's going to be shared today. We're going to go to a song at this time, and want to just encourage you, keep your dial set right here, 89.9. And remember, you can make arrangements to get tickets for the Jonathan Kahn event tomorrow night at the Mid-Florida Event Center, 772-324-9313, or you can also call the radio station, 772-221-1100. This next song's entitled, Your Name. Despite the pain,
closely. My heart will cry to you, the one and only God.
Jesus, the reason that we sing. Jesus, sustainer of all things. You're so high above, yet thinking of us. Great is your love, it's always enough for me.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. We will sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits will sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gifts of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.